USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. An investigation is underway into last night's deadly crash on the Costa Mesa Freeway in Orange, California that killed a man. California Highway Patrol officials say the man was driving a Porsche that lost control and struck the center divider on the 55 freeway. Witnesses say the driver of the Porsche was racing another vehicle prior to the crash, which cut the vehicle in half. Officials say at least 17 deaths are blamed on the massive winter storm that's gripping the U.S., mostly traffic deaths, including the 46-car pileup in Ohio that killed three yesterday. The storm has caused whiteout blizzards and plunging temperatures across a large portion of the USA from the Northeast to Texas. Nearly 2,000 flights in or out of the United States have been canceled on Christmas Eve, another 3,800 delayed. Those delays causing a major headache for some passengers, especially when it comes to getting their luggage.
I got one of my bags back. They sent my snowboard to Sacramento without me.
And on top of that, over a million Americans are still without power this Christmas Eve. A massive government spending package is headed to President Biden's desk after the $1.7 trillion funding bill passed Congress. The legislation includes $858 billion in defense funding along with $45 billion in emergency assistance to Ukraine and NATO allies. The president is giving tens of thousands of federal workers a nice holiday gift in the form of a pay raise.
By executive order, the president's raising the pay of most civilian federal workers. It's an increase of an average 4.6% starting next month. That's a much bigger bump than the 2.7% hike of this year. In the past, Congress has legislated the federal pay raise, but it was not part of this year's omnibus spending package. The order also continues the freeze on pay for senior political appointees, including ambassadors who are not career diplomats. I'm Richard Johnson.
This is USA News.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Heart attack deaths are more likely during the holiday season than any other time of year. And with nearly one in two Americans having high blood pressure, the leading cause of heart attacks and stroke, this might be the time to take control of your health. Dr. Yvonne Commodore Mensa, cardiovascular nurse epidemiologist with the American Heart Association.
The holidays are a busy, often stressful time for many of us. Routines are disrupted, we may tend to eat and drink more, and exercise and relax less. That's why it's more important than ever to monitor your blood pressure at home or at the doctor's office.
Make your health a priority by taking control of your blood pressure with four easy steps.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. These are the steps featured in the American Heart Association's short dance video to encourage everyone to make their health a priority this holiday season. Check your blood pressure and share your numbers with the doctor.
For more information, visit nhci.heart.org.
As the city of El Paso scrambles to help migrants on the border, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says it's unconscionable that President Biden has yet to visit the southern border.
The fact that he doesn't go shows to me he's disconnected and he doesn't give a damn.
Republicans have criticized Biden for months over the surge of migrants and the looming end of the policy known as Title 42 that allows migrants to be quickly expelled at the border without asylum processing. Veteran film and television actor Ronan Vibert is dead at 58. The British-born actor spent most of his life in London before moving to Florida. He was known for roles including The Snowman and The Pianist. Ronan Vibert's manager reports he died following a short illness. A new poll reveals that a high number of us believe in Santa Claus. Ipsos holiday season poll found 21% said they believe in Santa Claus. About three-quarters say they believe most Americans have forgot the real meaning of Christmas. Ever wonder what would be on the Christmas list of a former president?
Oprah has her favorite things, and now so does former President Barack Obama. He stuck to an annual tradition, releasing a list of his favorites for the year of 2022, including books and movies. Among his favorite tomes, Obama listed The School for Good Mothers by Jessamine Chan and The Light We Carry by former First Lady Michelle Obama, noting that he might be a bit biased on that one. His fave movies include Top Gun Maverick and music from Beyonce and Lizzo. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.